Parshas Boy. It's good to be back with everybody. We missed the Shmuzin. I was able to say one Shmuz in America, Baruch Hashem, we had a Shmuz Olam. But it's not the same to be in Yeshiva, it's a Shmuz. Baruch Hashem. Parshas Boy. Vayomer Adonai Moshe el Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lo'imor ha'chodesh hazeh lochem reish chadoshim v'chishon hu lochem l'chodshei hashana. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lo'imor ha'chodesh hazeh lochem reish chadoshim. Today is reish chodesh. So we talk, today is apropos to talk about the first mitzvah of the Torah. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Rishon Lechem Bechodshei Hashana, the mitzvah that was said to Boishav Aaron, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of Rish Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh, Rashi tells us, Hero Levona Bechidusha Va'omalo Kashyarech Mischadesh Yelechor Rish Chodesh. That when the Yoreach, when the moon becomes new and fresh, you shall make it the Rosh Chodesh, should make it a new month. And this is the mitzvah, the Torah, which mitzvah Rafi? Fourth mitzvah Rafi, those are all the mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. Fourth mitzvah. It's mentioned in the Sefer Achinuch, in the Sefer Parashi, is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. L'maisa, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's the fourth mitzvah, but if we know Rashi and Chumash, and we know, we see the Chumash, I'll be the Dach of the Chumash, the first mitzvah that's mentioned in the Torah, to Moshe V'Aaron, as a mitzvah, is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And how do we know that? This was the first mitzvah that's mentioned to Klal Yisrael, as a Klal. The Klaisha should be charged with this mitzvah, as Rashi brings at the beginning of Chumash. Rashi says, in fact, very, very strongly, that the Torah itself should have started. We should have opened up the Chumash in the beginning of Chumash, and the Torah should have started. You should have read that Breishis Bar Elokim. Rashi, the beginning of the Chumash, says we should have opened up the Chumash and read HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodesh. That's what you should have done. Rashi speaks Kash in the beginning. Why did the Torah start over the whole Breishis? The Torah is an instruction booklet. The Torah is an instruction booklet. The Torah is. That's what the word Torah is. It's Masbir. The Torah should have started over the mitzvahs because that's what we're supposed to be doing in this world. And therefore, the Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZeloch. But interesting. Very, very interesting. Out of all the mitzvahs in the Torah that we should have started off with, that the Torah should have introduced us into the parish of mitzvahs, that the halakha of the Torah has to start off. We understand now Bereishis Bara Elokim, as we understand that Rashi brings down, we have to understand the creation of the world, that God created the world and gave it over. And the Rabban's Masbir, Bereishis start off that way because it's the Emunah. Without Emunah, we can't exist. So that we understand. But if the Torah Taka would have started off with the mitzvahs, what would have been written there at the beginning? HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodesh. This would have been our introduction. This would have been our first charge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaChodesh HaZelochem Rosh Chodesh. Today it's Rosh Chodesh. And if we think about it, if we analyze it, if we start to contemplate the Is in Yerubayisai, it's very interesting that this is the first mitzvah that's mentioned in the Torah, the Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael. Why was this chosen? Of course, you can ask whatever, but Elmais, if we had a choice, we should have said the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, other mitzvahs, powerful mitzvahs that are bris milah, which identify us as a Jew. mitzvahs, achilas matzah, korban pesach, these things were exemplified, are going out of Egypt, which made us into a nation. Hachoydesh hazelochem roish chadoshim, being mekadesh the levana. It's an important thing, it's nice. You should know that today, when you see the moon like this, Moshe Rabbeinu, mekadesh the moon, make something, speak about the moon. That's the first mitzvah, that's the introduction to mitzvahs. It needs explanation. But even more so, Rabbi Sai, when was this mitzvah given as the first mitzvah of the Torah? Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron bi'eretz Mitzrayim le'imo. This mitzvah was given in Egypt itself. We didn't wait till Kabbalah Satorah to give the mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. Now, even the mitzvahs they say later on, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, they're going to have, well, there was a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a Pesach Korban Pesach Latorah also. But even if that's true, why was it necessary to give this mitzvah in Mitzrayim? Bishleimo, Korban Pesach are going to have to do. Bishleimo, they're going to have to give Shech to Korban Pesach. So we could say very practically, since there was going to be a date, there was going to be a date for the Korban Pesach to be shechted and be eaten, so we have to know when's Rosh Chodesh, when the dates, just to have a chronological system of how to know when things are going to be, so we have to know when Rosh Chodesh starts. But it's still very, very interesting, Rabbi Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have told him on this and this date, do Pesach Mitzrayim. It's only for now, when Pesach HaDoiros, for the future, when they do Pesach that time, that could be by Man Torah. When they'll have Man Torah, they'll learn everything about all the mitzvahs. This is given in Mitzrayim. Toich Mitzrayim, we have to give the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Tzorach Yom. And we see the pasuk emphasizes this. We knew they were in Eretz Mitzrayim. Be'eretz Mitzrayim Leimor. You're in Egypt. What does the Torah have to also emphasize in the pasuk itself? Besides the etzem kasha, why was it given in Mitzrayim? We also can ask in the pasuk itself. We know they were in Egypt, Rabbi Yisai. Until now, the parshas were talking about they were in Mitzrayim. We know they were in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. There's no suffix, and the Torah goes to emphasize. Vayoyimer Hashem Amosh ve'bi'eretz Mitzrayim leimor. In Eid, HaChodesh is Elohim. The Torah has to emphasize in Eretz Mitzrayim. What's the point of this? I think there's something very, very deep over here. Interesting thing, Rabbi said, that we have to know, Rabbi said, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be able to be, hopefully, I don't know if it comes out, we could do it already, Mitzvah Shabbos, to see the Cheshbon, for the calendar, but the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Rabbi said. There's a mitzvah called Kiddush HaChodesh, which every Yid does once a month, and it seems like a nice mitzvah, an enjoyable mitzvah, simchadik mitzvah. But there's a very minhagim that we do in the mitzvah. First of all, we have to know an unbelievable yediyah, Rabbi Yisrael. I always say, we'll try to be masber a little bit this yediyah. Something fascinating, Rabbi Yisrael. It's something very, very fascinating. In the halachas of Kiddush L'Birchas Levana, there is a machloikes in the din of Kiddush Levana, Rabbi Yisai. We know, many people know, that there's different shitas and different, sorry about that, different shitas. The guy with halacha being mekadesh the Levana during different times that are auspicious, certain types of times that are not best times to do it. We know before Tisha B'Av is machloikes. And also, there's a big tumult, Rabbi Yisai, as everybody knows, during Aser Shimei Tshuva. Should you do it during Aser Shimei Tshuva, or should you not do it? There is a big machloikas in the poskim regarding this halacha. Some hold that we wait because since it should be done b'simcha and people are doing during the aser shemay tshuva, we're in a tense situation, so we don't do it. But others hold that since we're trying to get more mitzvahs and being the cash of one is another mitzvah, so we shall do it. So in the Siman Tofresh base, the Be'er Heitev over there in Siftari brings an unbelievable inyan. He brings Levush, Vanisha Matisha Adura, but Toish Yikacho Shokadesh, Tovoy Mitzvah Zuva Toysav Aschul Yoseinu. It's better to Mekadesh Levona this month because we should have an extra mitzvah and that should tilt the scales. And then he brings something that's an amazing. I once told to a guy, to an Avrich in the neighborhood, he said, "Where is that Yediyah?" I sure he got so excited about it. Listen to the Lashon Rabbeinu side very carefully. Kosav Or Chodosh. The Or Chodesh writes, this is not born in the Mishnah Brura, it's not born anything, it's a Be'er Heitev in Siman Tofresh Beis. Kosav Or Chodosh. Maisa Be'echot Shepogu Anosim. This is not born in the Be'er Heitev, it's not some Sipuri Maises you read in some newspaper, you know, or in some storybook that you don't know if all the facts are correct. It's born in the Be'er Heitev, Rabbeinu side. Kosav Or Chodesh Maisa Be'echot Shepogu Anosim. Robbers, plunderers, attacked a certain person, Belaila, v'ratzu lahargo, and they wanted to kill him. Ubike shi'anicholoi la'asos mitzvah echot. So he said, "Let me do one mitzvah." He said, "Listen, a last request, even by the goyim, there's a last request." Some guy asked for a cigarette, at least you should go out with a Winston, you know, or a Marlboro, at least a cigarette, you know, go out. Give me a shot of whiskey, a nice shot, so he doesn't feel the bullet. Okay? So he asked, "Let me do one mitzvah." That was his request. "I want to do one mitzvah." Kodim Moisa, before his death, he should go out doing a mitzvah. The boy done points for it. V'alavana hoisa b'chidusha. The Levana was at the time of Chidush. V'kitsha b'kavona gedoyla. And his Mekadesh with unbelievable kavona. V'naza loynes. And its miracle happened because you delay Gimel Pamim. He did the delay, which we were supposed to do, right? Kishem Shani Roike Kenegdech. He's supposed to jump a little bit. Kiminim in Nosu HaRuach. A wind came and took him away. Renitzol Mehem in my side. It's in the Mishnah Brura. This is not a storybook from, you know, Grandma Sally's tales. Gam Shomati. Shemi Shiyakadash HaLavono. This is the Lashon Rabbeinu HaHeitev. Somebody who's Mekadesh Levona, you know, somebody says, Mekadesh Levona, looks at the chart, oh, the 17th of the month, missed it again. Too bad. Maybe next month. Shemi, Shemekadesh, Mekadesh Levona, Miyoyim, Shekitcha, Shuv, Lo Yidat, Sheyamois, Ta'oisa, Chodesh. You don't have to worry, you're going to die that month. Me'oisi, Yoyim, Ve'elach, Ve'den, and on. Pelodik, Zachar, the school of Kiddush Levana says the Lashon Or Chodesh that from that day you mekash and on. You see a famous story of Reb Shimon Schwab Zatzal. He was going he was taking a car ride, and Lamaisa, he was traveling for a far distance with some type of chasana, and Lamaisa, he said he wanted to mekash Levana beforehand. He said, "There's no minya, whatever this." He said, "No, we'll do it in Motzei Shabbos." He said, "No, I want to do it dafka now." And Lamaisa, he did it, and Lamaisa, he went into the car, and there was a big accident. And in the car, Baruch Hashem, he was nitzol from the Imam. It was a crazy accident. The PRP, Abidech HaTavi, shouldn't have come out alive, and he was saved. He did also this Maisa, Kiddush Levana, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the story, Rabbi Yisrael? The Kiddush Levana. Why is it nitzol gevaldig, Rabbi Yisrael? So the story, Rabbi Yisrael, you want to say Gavaldik, Gavaldik, Gavar, the Betzim, the Svarim speak about it, all the Svarim speak about it, but we want to focus on it and internalize the story, Rabbi Yisrael, something so powerful, especially on this day of Rosh Chodesh, that we have to realize that we just passed another mitzvah bizurcha to Mikadosh the Chodesh. You know, there's an interesting minhag, Rabbi Yisrael. There's an interesting minhag by Kiddush Levana, Rabbi Yisrael, that after Kiddush Levana, you go over to each other and goes over to his son and says, "Shalom Aleichem." The guy says, "Aleichem Shalom." That's always a yid. He always says the opposite of what you say. So But there's always an argument, you know, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom. But the Maisa, you go over and say Shalom Aleichem to a Yid, and he says, I understand, what's going on, Shalom Aleichem? You know, the guy was with him the whole Shabbos, they went up to Tzvas together, they were there since Thursday, it was off Shabbos, they were since Thursday, hanging around together, they went out for pizza, they went out Thursday night, and Baruch Hashem, they had an unbelievable time at Tzfat, they got up to very high levels, and how they got there, it's a different story, but they got very, very, Baruch Hashem, Aliyahs, Baruch Hashem, and the Maisa, they learned the Sefer HaYoroik, whatever that Sefer is, but anyway, they got Mamish Aliyahs, and Aliyahs, they spent a lot of time together, and the Maisa, they spent Shabbos together, they spent Friday night together, Mamish Friday night, they went, got invited out to an unbelievable a breslev meal, they went to down with the breslev shul, they danced with everybody, Mamish a chabura of guys, Baruch Hashem, and then they Mamish Friday night, they Mamish had made a kumzitz together. Mamish, they spent 64 hours, who knows how many hours together, Friday night, they went to the next day, then from house to house, and they got, Baruch Hashem, they got, and Baruch Hashem, they were Isaac and Yaakov Daniels all night. And the Maisa, they were, Mamish got into it, Baruch Hashem. And the Maisa, then Shabbos day, they got up, they went to daven together. And the guy went for cholent, and at this place, two cholents, three cholents. They would spend money all day. Moitzi Shabbos, it's time for Kaddish Levana. They get out there. Shalom Aleichem. The guy was with him 64 hours together. Shalom Aleichem. Aleichem. What's Shalom Aleichem? Always you greet someone. You didn't see him for 2 years. Shalom. Ah, Shalom Aleichem. How's it going? Shalom Aleichem. What's the Shalom Aleichem? Now, you saw it, Hadvar, Mr. Boisai. And this is the Yisoid, I believe, this so amkistic. The first mitzvah of the Torah is dafka, the kinyan of Kiddush HaChodesh, Yid of Chodesh HaShalach and Rosh Chodoshim. The Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, being that the, and that's why Rabbi Yisai, it's the first mitzvah of the Torah. Because it's given to Klal Yisrael. Because as we know, there's an intrinsic difference between us and the Goyim, Rabbi Yisai. Very, very apropos also, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody just recently, Mamish in the American, at least in the United States, and maybe all over the world, but also even here, of course, because we have to celebrate also. A few nights ago, Rabbi Yisai, there was the Kadur Haaretz. Everyone was sitting somewhere in some place and next to somebody that they were interested in getting close with, and they were waiting for this ball to drop. I don't know what it means, the ball drops, I don't know what it is. But I know what on the guy's mind, who the ball dropped, what he's into going for. He didn't care about the ball dropping. But the Maizi ended it there. He's waiting for that ball to drop because it's going to be a new year. Why is it a new year? January 1st, the new year 2014. Everybody's excited. I don't know what they're excited about. You know, I know what they were excited about when the ball dropped, but I don't know what they're excited about now. So everybody's excited. It's January 1st, 2004. What does it mean? It was like, no, my mushroom daddy. It's just when you make a check, you better make sure to not make it to 2030. That's about the old difference. What does it mean to the goyim exactly? That's a new year. There's no like we always say over the difference between us and the new year. But it's a serious moment with sitting in the shul for who knows for 20 hours, crying away and begging away. You know. Just see the contrast, was it stuff for different shmooz, was the contrast, because the goyim, what New Year's means, the New Year's resolution. He's sitting there with his, you know, with somebody else's wife, his New Year's resolution. You know, his New Year's resolution, he won't go into his New Year's resolution. It could be for good, you know, for bad also. It's just a resolution, whatever it is, you know. But the mice at the end of the day, who's he with and what's he doing, the guy, you know, who knows what he's doing? He doesn't even know, like the guy told me, maybe I don't know where I was that night, you know, a few years back on July, I don't even remember what I did that night. I have no recollection what I did that night. I'm sure he wasn't learning. But anyway, Lemaisa, he was in Mustamba, Oisik and Sugis in Seder Noshin, but Lemaisa, at the end of the day, it wasn't Mesechtes though. But at the end of the day, Lemaisa, at the end of the day, what does it mean, the New Year, to them? It's just a bunch of getting drunk and doing who knows what, Rabbi Yisai, and being married a person down to a behemoth mamish, an animal mamish. And by us, what's New Year's, Rabbi Yisai? What's it all about, Rabbi Yisai? We're the base medrash. We're mamished hours and hours and hours davening away. because we understand the serious what a new year brings with myself. But then, what it doesn't mean anything to you. It just means another difference in the check. That's all. So that's but they celebrate January 1st. Why? But they count the soul of the sun, and we count to the moon. That's the simple shot of us when we celebrate the new year. But the Yisoid HaTvarim, as Rabbi says, is much deeper as we understand, because the moon has intrinsic difference than the sun, as we see every year, by every month. And that's why it's so important to understand the Kiddush HaLevana, Rabbi, what it's about, Rabbi, to see it, the Chidusha, to see it in this new band, because the moon waxes and wanes. It goes up and it goes down. It moves, it changes, Rabbi. And the Yisoid HaTvarim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was, it had to be in Mitzrayim. It's such a deep Yisoid over here, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to understand Chai Yisrael, that moment where we were holding, Rabbi Yisrael, in the depths of Tuma, the 49th level of Tumas Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael. If you think January 1st in Times Square is bad, Rabbi Yisrael, you ain't seen nothing yet. Mitzrayim was 10,000 times worse, Rabbi Yisrael. I once said over from the Sipuri Nifmaisias, they said over that it says that in the Haggadah we say on the night of Pesach, on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ani v'loy Malach. The Rosh Hashanah says, I went in, not a Malach. We think at the Poshet Taj and all the Mephoshim say Pesach because it was the Kodesh Bob of Vodah Atzmai. It was the greatness of the act of the situation. Hashem wanted to show that He's going to do it Himself. Go ahead, they shliach mitzvah boy, that's a mishlucha. That's what we understand. But the Sipurin, in the back of the Agonah, I saw a pair of Sipurin, and he said a different pshat. That a Malach was afraid to go into Mitzrayim. He thought he would be mushba from the promiscuity, from the lewdness, from the znus of Mitzrayim. And even and we see in Parshas Bereishis, the end of Bereishis, that the Malachim also came down and did. They were afraid to go. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to take us out. We had reached the 49th Madrega. And if we had gone any step further in our the koach of tumah that we were attached to Mitzrayim, harei anu uvaneinu v'nevaneinu oy meshubadim lefar, we would have been meshubed vaita. We would never be able to go out. We would have reached a level of tumah, of impurity, that we could never be rescued from it. That's how much it's steeped into. So here comes Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and telling them, Rabbeisai, you're going to go out of Mitzrayim. But you're not going to just go out of Mitzrayim. You're going to go now, Tavdun Alahor Hazeh. You're going to accept the Torah. You're going to become a Malachas Koyanim, V'goy Kodosh. You're going to become a holy, great, pure nation. Chayesel sitting there, two years ago sitting in the pub. Moshe Rabbeinu walked in, you guys are the old. He burps up, his body's drunk like a who knows what, sitting there with two girls with mini skirts. You're going to be a holy nation. Attempt you, my beloved, because there was a Thomas Mitzrayim, but it's our brother Shalailah. Everything with them people walking around, who knows like what? Goyish music! What's Bab Amish? They were singing the songs, walking the walk, talking the talk! Here comes Moshe Rabbeinu. You guys are gonna go see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a good one! Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron b'eretz Mitzrayim leimor. He told them in the depths of Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Besides the fact Mitzrayim stands for Znos, the depth of Znos, the highest level of Znos. But chutz from that, the word Mitzrayim means Meitzar, compressed, locked in. Min ha-Meitzar korosiko. Vayoymeh Hashem el Moshe v'yabi Eretz Mitzrayim, in that land, in the land of Tumah, in the land where we feel we're locked in, we're constrained, mates are constrained, we can't get out. No one ever escaped Mitzrayim. It wasn't only physically, it was spiritually, that if you went to Mitzrayim, you got pulled down. For the good, for the Kashmirs, you got so pulled down. You couldn't exist. You couldn't go further. The Kashmirs just, as the Metzius of Kashmirs is, it weighs you down. When you eat a good meal, a boy said, what happens after that? Tired, Rebbe. I had so much cholent. Okay, four bowls of cholent. Baruch Hashem, I was able to sleep till Havdalah. Baruch Hashem, it was a long Shabbos. That's why whenever I have a longer Shabbos, I go for another bowl. Another bowl of beans. You get another bowl. Because I have to, you know, have enough gas to be able to sleep longer. Give me another bowl. You know, the tzitzis, we eat more, boys, than we sleep. Any active physical activity, Rabbi said, but Bederach makes a person more tired. Physical action makes a person more tired. You get involved, it tires you out. The Koyeh Hashem Yachlifu Koyeh, as we said in Mitzvah Shalom Shefakeh, but Ruchli is the Gezal and picks a person alive, Rabbi said. Gives him oxygen, gives him energy. You see, Talmidei Chacham can go for hours and hours and hours. They're not tired. It's a pellet to gazal. They once found Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. They said over a ma'aseh with Reb Avadya Yosef also, that he broke his leg one time because he went up on a ladder to get a sefer from whether it was in his house or Oitzah's farm, he had to go up on the ladder. And he opened the sefer on the ladder, he started learning it, Reb Oitzah. And he became so engrossed, he stood there for hours, and he finally finished. He didn't realize what he took a step off! But it was 10 feet high! Crash! They said, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, they once saw him on the top of a ladder for 3 hours in the middle of the night. He also went up to get a sefer, and he started opening, he got so engrossed, he, there was no tired. He used to find Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on the floor in the base medrash, sprawled out, he came for chakras. There he is, the yeshiva, like lawyer. Wow, he must have visited the same place I went last night. Sprawled out, Ravish across the ground. They said he learned and learned and learned till like 4 in the morning, just dropped. But he was learned for friends. There was no such thing as stopping. He couldn't stop. You see, a famous Meister of Chaim Shmulevitz, that's out. He used to learn Yerushalmi. With Rav Kustman, that's out. But he used to learn Yerushalmi late at night. He had his chavrusa, I think, from 2 to 4 in the morning, was with Rav, and then he would, I think, go back to sleep a little bit till 6 o'clock. We'd get up for his next chavrusa. So they one time went through a Yerushalmi, and they came out with 23 different, 24 different mahalchim in the Yerushalmi. And they found that there was time to go to sleep. It was 4 o'clock, whatever. He finished. He went to sleep this time. I guess this time he didn't fall on the sprawl in the base medrash. He came, went to sleep. Maybe this was with his bachi, whatever. The next day they were learning over the pshat. The Reb Chaim starts to go through. Okay, we said like this, and we said like this. He went over the 23 pshat. Of course, he was standing there amazed. He remembered all 23 pshat. So he stood there. I don't understand. How's that pshat? So Rav Gusman said, so Chaim Shmulevitz said to Rav Gusman, what do you mean you don't see what's fair? Listen, I went home last night at 4 in the morning, and I went to my room, and the Maya said, what do you think I did from 4 to 6 in the morning? I'm sitting on my pillow, and going over the pshatim in my head. Not too loud, I was singing into the pillow. I didn't want to wake up the roommate or whatever, his wife, wherever it was. I didn't want to wake them up. So I said into the pillow, 24 pshatim. How could I go to sleep? I had so much energy. Yeah, everybody has energy at 4, and say, you know, come here at 4 o'clock. So much energy going on. Problem happens at 6:30, that's a big problem in the morning. But at 4 o'clock, there's so much energy, come here also. But then, Reb Chaim was up at 6 again and going through the whole day, there's so much energy, where does it come from? Spiritual is eternal. Eternity has no end to it. It just keeps going and going and going, it never stops. In Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafke came to give this mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh HaZeloch, Rabbi Zayin. Because he wanted not only to give this mitzvah, but this mitzvah eternalized the Yitzhoyed of Klal Yisrael, that we're Mekadosh to Levana, and we have the koyach to change. We have the koyach to rejuvenate. We have the koyach to take ourselves out of the constraints of this world. Now, even though we find ourselves in a despairing matzav, even though we find it's difficult, even if we feel we're stuck with this Yetzara, HaChoydesh Hazeh Alochem, it's your Chodesh. You can change. You can rejuvenate. You can always turn that spiritual koyach to become different and to take yourself out of the matzav you're in. You're not stuck. And this is the greatest lesson. It wasn't only the mitzvah, Shabbai. But it's the greatest lesson that a yid has to know. Because in times of life, different set challenges, different ma'atzavim in life, you have to know, Achoydesh HaZalochem, you can rejuvenate. You can recharge the battery. You're never stuck. A yid has a koyach innate inside of him. Deep. Achoydesh HaZalochem, this is your Achoydesh. This is your ability to change, to become new, to rejuvenate. And that's Pshan the Minig, Rabbi. It's not just a joke, Shaul. You're with him the whole Shabbos. But when we go and Mekadosh the Chodesh, Rabbi, we're new people! Shalom Aleichem. It's a new guy. Shalom, Yankah. Achoydesh HaZalochem. It's a Chidosh. He's somebody new. Not the same guy. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see you. You're with him for 24 hours. 68 hours straight you were with him. You guys drank 74 miles of beer together. Because you didn't recognize each other either. But Levi, at the end of the day, Shalom Aleichem. What do you Shalom Aleichem? We spent the whole Shabbos together. Achodesh HaZalochem. Under a mensch. You're a new person. And that could be that the Pshad Rabbi said, this Gaval de Gazach. From that day and on, even if a person is not going to die, Rabbi said, because it's a new person. Like we know, Rabbi said, the Aloch is, there's a Shina Hashem, the Aloch is. We know if Chas V'Shalom is a nigzar on a person to die, or something bad to happen to a person, so the Aloch is, we go and change his name. We change his name. They go to the thing, and if you read it, in the back of the Tillman has it, Chas V'Shalom shouldn't be no geos. But it says over there, if his name, if there was nigzar on plenty that is going to happen, so we change his name. So now it's very geshmak when a person mekadosh the chodesh, he's a new being. So even if Chas V'Shalom he had this month, something was supposed to happen to him, there's a new schachus, a new being. And that was the koyach, Rabbi Sai. They had him captured. They had him captured. That's it. Take one more mitzvah stock. Kumin Hashemai was nigzer. He took the mitzvah of chodesh, and the koyach of the mitzvah made him. He's a new person. He doesn't have the gzeira of the person that has to be captured anymore. He turned into a new person, and he flew away, Rabbi Sai. That's who light up Shah, Rabbi Sai. Over the Maizah, Soyvah Sholtov, Rabbi Sai, this is such a powerful lesson for us, Rabbi Sai. So powerful, Rabbi Sai. We have to understand that we do Kiddush HaChodesh B'Simcha, Rabbi Sai. It's brought down, it's supposed to go B'Simcha. That's why a lot of Mephoroshim bring down. Every mitzvah is B'Simcha, Rabbi Sai. Even if we do, we sang it at the Kozel. We sang the Kozel Gavaldeg, Rabbi Sai. Everything's B'Simcha. But we know over here that Loch, you're not supposed to be Kash the Chodesh during the 9 days. Because it has to be B'Simcha, Rabbi Sai. What's the Simcha? The Simcha is unbelievable, Rabbi Sai. This is such a powerful Yisoid. HaChodesh HaZalochem. You mekayish the Chodesh, you have to understand. We Yidin are like the moon. It's a new schachus. A new rejuvenation. We were stuck yesterday the whole week. We killed battle with this Yitzhara. We're battling with this, battling with that. Boom! New again. Fresh again. We have that energizer inside us. We can change. We can get past it. We're not stuck. We can make a Yetzias Mitzrayim any second. It could be that's why so many mitzvahs zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We can have Yetzias Mitzrayim every second. Because you have, it has this Achoydesh, as a Lochem, Reish Chodoshim. And that's why Davke Mitzrayim, that's why it's Davke the first mitzvah. Because if we don't have this, we're not going to get anywhere with our mitzvahs. We'll get stuck in the mud, and we'll never get out. We'll never have those goals, and those desires and those hopes. We can never hope for anything. But a person knows that at any instant he has a rechargeable battery inside of him. He doesn't have to even plug it in overnight. He doesn't have to hide it from the Rosh Yeshiva. He knows what this free chargeable thing means. He just plugs into the wall any second, and boom, he's a new person. It's yours. That's the word where they dafka lochem. Because Achorish is there. What's lochem? The first remain is, it's lochem. Hashem gave it to us, every individual, everyone in Klal Yisrael. Has that koyach, Rabbi Yisrael, to rejuvenate, recharge, and always become fresh again. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Every day, every hour, every minute, we have that opportunity to change and rejuvenate and become fresh. That's such a powerful yesod, Rabbi Yisrael. It has to be done b'simcha. We have to do b'simcha when you understand that, when you know that you have that ability inside you. It's so much simcha because a person knows I'm stuck forever. I'm stuck in this matzav. Never I'm stuck in any matzav. I can always achonish as a lochem, rejuvenate, become another person again. I'm not stuck in the mud. It's the greatest yesod that a yid has to know. That's why it's the first mitzvah. Because every yid has it. Achonish is a lochem. The problem with us, Rabbi Yisrael, the problem with Yidden today, with everybody today, is that we go around like old people. You ever speak to old people? I remember when an old person, I was trying to tell them about, you know, I was trying to tell them on how they could change, and I could do, you know, get better. And the answer was, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. The problem is, if you think you're like an old dog, you can't teach you new tricks. Animals really can't learn, Rabbi Yisrael. Especially old dogs, they're going to do the same thing. But we're not dogs, and we're not even human beings. We're B'nai Yisrael. We're Achorish Hazeh Lochem, Rabbi Yisrael. And therefore you could change in every matzah. You have to believe that you can get better and always improve on your matzah, Rabbi Yisrael, and go higher and higher. It's unlimited. The Koyach HaNesham is unlimited. As we said before, we can just keep changing. Rav Feifel Tzatzal, in his book, he says over a story. I came and gave a shmooze about the ability of rotzoi, that a person has desires to, and to grow, and he says that makes a person young. A person could be very old, but if he's changing, he's growing, he's new, he's fresh. And if Chas V'Shalom, he doesn't have any goals and any hopes, and he's not doing anything, he's not recharging, so he remains old. So you have young guys walking around like they're 90, maybe on a cane, the same garbage over and over, never going into, falling into the same trap every single time. And you can have people that are old people. He said a story, you go out like a story of an old lady went to visit in the old age home. She was 100 years old. And she said to Rav Freifeld, he wanted you eating. So she said it's Bahab, the favorite day of every Bacha Yeshiva, Bahab. Everybody loves Kaiti Shachris, everybody's saying Bahab. So it's Bahab, and I decided I'm going to fast. I'm about to start fasting on Bahab. I say, Alta Minig, and the Yidden was the fast of Bahab. That's the Yidden Batsim. It was a fast, then a fast. Bahab was the day they used to fast. So she said, I'm going to start fasting. At 100 years old, she made a new Kambalah. That she's fasting on Bahab. My high, you're 100 years old, lady, you know? Take it easy. Go, you know, go on vacation. She's fasting on Bahab. That's bothering her. You're 100 years old. And I was on the plane now coming back. So they got on the mic and said, we want to give Mrs. Burbell, you know, some glacial name, Mrs. Belch, or whatever, call her down. Whatever, we want to wish her a happy birthday. She's 100 years old. Happy birthday. Everybody, the whole airplane started saying this old lady, she's 100 years old. Very nice. What she had was very shkoya. They gave her a birthday cake, and everybody got a piece of the birthday cake. Everybody went home. This lady, 100 years old, become a Bahab. She's not eating birthday cake. So Rafael asked, lady, I'm sorry, Rebbetzin, whatever, she was a regular lady. Why? I don't think she was a regular. Well, what's the pshat? Well, you have to know, my nurse, Barbara, she came to me this week and she had to take blood for me. And Lamaisa, for some reason, she dozed off and she didn't concentrate properly and she pricked me with the needle. And I yelled at her. Because she pricked me, he's an old lady, listen, it hurts a little bit, you know? So she yelled at the lady. And I felt so bad because this nurse takes care of me. And I asked so many times, Mechila, but I felt that if I could scream at a person for pricking me, everybody said, right? You know, all she did was prick me with the needle, you know, 100-year-old lady. You know, she could have died from the blood that was coming out, but she pricked me with the needle. That is the nurse that took care of me, and I was able to yell at her. I feel that I'm not. I have to work on myself. 100 years old. She feels she has to work on herself. So Freifel came in and gave a whole schmooze about how this lady is 15-year-old lady. We gotta buy a lollipop. And the bochum that are old man. Get him his cane. You know, he comes to shoot his ovening. He fell over on his cane. He didn't make it to the base mattress. He's over 117 years old. The oldest, we have some of the oldest men in the history of the world. He takes him 74 minutes. I said, my guy, put the pot on his tefillah in the morning. You ever see, they have the slow motion, what's it, replay. 74 minutes, 22 minutes to get the food out of the box. I don't know what he's thinking about now. Can I pull it out this way? Oh, now he can only come out one way. A 20-minute delay to contemplate which arm to put it on, maybe. I don't know. You're putting on so many years. Old! Where's the freshness? To do a mitzvah with freshness, with zealousness. And every time I want to change and to grow, I can get better. Make kabbalas. People always ask me, Rebbe, I want to grow. How do I grow? How do I? You know how you grow, Rebbe? You stay young. How do you stay young? You make goals for yourself. Make goals for yourself, Rebbe. And don't think anything is beyond you, Rebbe Yisrael. Avigdor Miller took Balabatim, who couldn't read, Rebbe Yisrael. They couldn't read. Not Balabatim, who were at Yeshirish of Balabatim. They learned in South Fallsburg when they were 20 years old. These guys were Balichuva, they couldn't read. And had many of them were Bakim and Shas. He taught them a few lines at a time, they knew the whole Shas. Because he gave them goals, he gave them hopes. They were older men. But they became Bikim Bishad, they were who knows how old. But they had goals, they had plans, they understood the Yisoid, that Kiddush Levada. That we can be, I can rejuvenate, I become fresh, I can be grow, I can be young, no matter how old I am. By making Kabbalahs, by making goals for myself, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael. Every single person has to have a plan. You have to have goals. You gotta have plans. That's how you stay young, Rabbi Yisrael. That's how you stay fresh. You have no plans. You have no goals. You're just going with the flow, Rabbi Yisrael. Just doing the day in, day out. With no goals, no kabbalas, no bar, no rotten to change. You may become an old, decrepit old man, Rabbi Yisrael. At a young age of 19. We gotta get your grandpa Joe's slippers. I'm gonna have to get you diapers. Old men diapers, the big ones. You won't have to leave the bed. There's no welcome to grow. I don't have no hopes, no goals. Chodesh is halacha, Rabbi. So we go to the Kaddish Levana. Hopefully, if we can do it this week, but the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael, we start with Chodesh now, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't forget, this is the first mitzvah, the most important mitzvah there is. I can't say the most important, but the first mitzvah. And it was given importance to be the first mitzvah. Because without this, Rabbi Yisrael, we can never grow. And Torah is all about growth, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be Zoych, Rabbi Yisrael. It's coming now, very short time, Rabbi Yisrael. We were thinking about, you know, well, Hashem, it's a long winter, but it's getting shorter, Rabbi Yisrael. The winter's getting shorter. We just, we're celebrated. Rishchoyde Shvat, Rabbi Yisrael. Rishchoyde Shvat, Tu B'Shvat Higi, Yachag La'ila Not. He starts to get the boxer out. And soon it's going to be Tu B'Shvat, Rabbi Yisrael. Then it's Purim. This year it's Purim Kodin. So you have a little bit extra time, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Maizeh is not so much time left, Rabbi Yisrael. About 8, 10 weeks, Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe 9 weeks left. Till Purim, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to start thinking, Rabbi Yisrael. You want to come back. You want to feel that you grew this year, Rabbi Yisrael. You want to feel that the year was spent in your birthday. It could be all the time, yeah, okay, this and that. But if you come back after a year, Rabbi Yisrael, no greater feeling of loss. What did I do this whole week? What did I do? You look back, what did I accomplish? What did I do? Then you get depressed. It's like the old men, they have nothing to do with that. Like, oh no, they look back on the day. What did they do with their day? Well, I got up at 11 o'clock. I went to eat some prunes. I flirted with Mrs. Belchbaum in the dining room. And then I went to do some shoveling. Then I went back to sleep. So the guy Taka doesn't, you know, it's Taka the present day. He slept most of the day. He ate some prunes, and he flirted with what's Mrs. Who, what's that? And then in the dining room. At the end of the day, there was nothing left. He looks on his day. He's weak. There's not too much going on. He davens and learns. Okay, a lot of Baruch Hashem, the old men, they have it. The guy looks at the whole winter. What did I do? I also flirt. What did I do? The whole winter. What did I do? What did I do? Look at how much did I accomplish? Look at what's there. It's depressing, the boy said. That day they say, oh, what is it? It's depressing. The boy said, I sit down now this week. It's becoming a new week, the boy said. I always say it's Chaval Shavuos on Thursday because then we go into the Shabbos mode. That's really an old man, old age home mode, the boy said. But the Shabbos mode, the boy said. But Shabbos Shavuos would be something. But the mice is starting, maybe over Shabbos, you start to think about it. Make goals for yourself. Everybody should make goals. Every single person, sit down before Sunday morning, make a goal. I'm going to finish this, I'm going to finish that. And it doesn't have to be Mesechta, but say Prokim, Mishnayis. I have a Talmud in America that I saw now. I told him, do one Mishnah a day. You have so much time. Do one Mishnah a day. I told him this boy back. He finished Mesechta's by himself on the train, 45 minutes. He did one Mishnah, one or two Mishnah. He finished Mesechta. He told me he couldn't go to sleep until he did his Mishnah. He got to a Madrega. You take on Kabbalah, it was a small Kabbalah. Something you could do, and you can't imagine how much you do, everybody said. Rafi and I, we learn every day one mitzvah every day. We're up to mitzvah 57, 58. 58 mitzvahs, he'll test the man, he knows all of them, everybody said. 57 mitzvahs at the Torah, where just one mitzvah a day for 2-3 minutes a day, everybody said. We had after the Vav, we learned the 48 ways, we learned 27 ways. Just small things, everybody said, but they add up, and you feel you're accomplished, you're going, you take a Masechta, take a Chumash, take a parish in the Chumash, know the parish well. You take small things that you're ability, everybody said, but have in your hand, and have that desire your whole life to be a new Chodesh. And when you mekayesh the Chodesh, you say, Shalom Aleichem, you internalize the insight. That I'm a new person, I can rejuvenate every second of the day. Because it's chachus. That's what the lesson of a Chodesh Zeloch, Rabbi Yisrael, to take around always, Rabbi Yisrael. Should be Zeichel, Rabbi Yisrael. To understand this, you saw it internalized in our whole lives, never to get in the rut. Anytime a person feels in the rut, think back to the Shmuz, Rabbi Yisrael. A Chodesh Zeloch, I'm a Yid! And the first mitzvah of the Torah is that I can change. I can grow. I can get myself out of the mitzvah that I'm in. And understand that you saw it and change and grow, Rabbi Yisrael, until we reach our potential and keep growing, to reach our ultimate potential, to be the true people we can be, to have an unbelievable nachas ruach to our families, to all the people around us, and to ikat to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Shemizuchah b'kor, Rabbi Yisrael, to that day, when the moon, as we say, Kishem she'osa l'schadesh, Kishem the wind is schadesh, Kishem the moon is mechadesh, and he'osa l'schadesh k'moysa, k'mayisom m'schadesh k'moysa, v'yas m'shirat z'mkein, amen.